This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A new grocery store plans to come to West Garfield Park on Chicago's West Side. This is an area where it can be hard to find fresh fruits and vegetables. Living Fresh Market has signed a letter of intent to open a store near Madison and Hamlin. This is where Aldi abruptly closed in 2021. Living Fresh would be part of a larger development there. A consultant for the developer says customers can expect to shop there in about 2 years. 15 years ago today, Illinois abolished the death penalty. Former governor, Democrat Pat Quinn, signed a bill into law to ban that punishment. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul at the time was a state senator and the bill's primary sponsor. And today he says it's one of the most important things he's ever done.
I've been blessed to be attorney general, to have served 14 years in the Senate, and to have done some pretty important stuff, but nothing tops being able to contribute to the abolition of the death penalty.
The law came after decades of advocacy in and out of Illinois prisons, including from former Governor George Ryan. In 2003, he commuted the sentences of every person on Illinois' death row. Well, we've got record warmth around Chicago today with highs in the low 70s, but the National Weather Service reports conditions will quickly change starting tomorrow morning when a cold front is shoving its way in, bringing some severe storms Tuesday afternoon, particularly south of Interstate 80. Meteorologist Ricky Castro says this could include large hail, damaging winds, and a threat of tornadoes.
The front that's going to cool off the Chicago area tomorrow, and then near and south of that area where it's going to be much, much warmer and unseasonably humid for this time of year as well. Wherever that sets up is going to be the zone that has an appreciable tornado threat.
Castro says he predicts an inch of rain or more for Chicago, but some pockets of the area could see more rain. And the Chicago White Sox have named Shane Smith their starting pitcher for opening day. The second-year pro turned heads last season when he became just the second ever Rule 5 draft pick to become an All-Star the same year. Smith calls it a milestone for his career.
I think to be the guy to represent your squad on day one is, you know, something I don't take lightly. I'm so happy to be with the Chicago White Sox. I'm so happy to be surrounded by these guys and the staff and this team. I just want to put a good foot forward for them and for myself, start the year off strong.
The White Sox open the season against Smith's former team, the Milwaukee Brewers. Opening day is March 26th. You're listening to The Rundown. All this week, we're bringing you features on different primary election races. First up, Illinois residents will soon have a big choice to make who should represent them in the U.S. Senate for the next 6 years. And because Illinois is such a heavily blue state, all eyes are on the Democratic primary in the race to replace longtime retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. The three leading candidates, two representatives in Congress and the state's lieutenant governor, have each spent years in elected office themselves. My colleagues Mawa Iqbal and Mariah Wolfel have more on who they are and what they are promising. We'll start with Mawa.
It's debate night at the University of Chicago's International House, the first time all three candidates shared a debate stage. They're all wearing blue and shuffling through pages of notes before the program gets underway. And once it does, it becomes clear that these three opponents all share a common enemy.
The chaos of Donald Trump.
Under Donald Trump.
Stand up to Donald Trump.
It's a crowded Democratic primary field in the race to replace Durbin as the party grapples with how to respond to Trump. And each of the three leading candidates say their upbringing and background makes them the best person for the job. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy was born in India and moved to America, where his family relied on food stamps and public housing, before his dad landed a stable job in Peoria, Illinois.
And they made it into the middle class. And pretty much every night at the dinner table, my father would say, "Think of the greatness of this country. Think of the greatness of this country. And whatever the two of you do, my brother and me, make sure it's there for the next families who need it."
Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton ran for a seat in the Illinois State House after caring for her mother, Velma, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
At that time, I was watching the news and I saw that my state representative was working to strip away health care from seniors like my mother. And I got angry and yelled at the television, somebody should run against him. And I didn't know it was me, but it turned out it was me.
Congresswoman Robin Kelly says she got her strong work ethic from her parents.
I'm the daughter of a postal worker and a grocer. I'm a mom and I'm a dedicated public servant. And I'm running for U.S. Senate to make your life better and make your life more affordable.
These Democrats all share similar policy blueprints. Kelly and Stratton both want to expand Medicare, while Krishnamoorthy and Kelly seek to lower child care costs, a policy Stratton is also behind. But there are some nuanced differences between them. Here's Mariah.
Take, for instance, these candidates' stance on federal immigration enforcement agencies. Kelly is pushing a resolution to impeach Homeland Security head Kristi Noem. The Congresswoman and Krishnamoorthy both want to dismantle and reform Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, but think it's unrealistic to call for total abolition. Here they are in interviews with WBEZ.
Nice, catchy slogans are one thing, but we still need some type of enforcement.
ICE does perform certain enforcement mechanisms with regard to combating child and human sex trafficking, combating fentanyl smuggling. But on the other hand, we need to completely revamp the way that it's run.
Stratton is trying to push it one step further.
I don't see any way that we can reform this agency, retrain people to be better than what we're seeing.
Stratton has portrayed herself as the progressive outsider alternative to her two counterparts, who have each spent at least a decade in Congress.
I'm distinguishing myself as the new guard versus the old guard.
But Stratton herself is a Democratic Party stalwart, having served in the state legislature and then two terms with Governor J.B. Pritzker. And Pritzker has a lot riding on this race. He funneled $5 million into a super PAC supporting Stratton's campaign.
Juliana has the compassion and passion to fight for the working families of Illinois.
Krishnamoorthy, meanwhile, has way outraised his opponents. He pointed to his private sector business background and says he defies labels, except for this one.
I call myself a radical common sense prosperity Democrat. We have to return to our DNA as the party of economic opportunity.
Kelly calls herself a workhorse, not a show horse.
I think I have formed really good relationships. I work well on both sides of the aisle.
On the campaign trail, Kelly has emphasized her support for a progressive-led effort to block weapon sales to Israel amid the war in Gaza, a measure Krishnamoorthy has not signed on to. And Kelly recently differentiated herself on the debate stage by becoming the only candidate to say she agrees with human rights organizations that accuse Israel of committing genocide in Gaza. It's a cause that Senator Durbin has recently been vocal about, being the first U.S. senator to call for a ceasefire in Gaza after the 2023 attack by Hamas.
Durbin says looking at the field, all three candidates are well qualified, but he doesn't plan to endorse anyone.
But I look at this and think these three nominees have the wherewithal to get their own message out and a background, a good story to tell about their public service. So let the voters make the final decision.
Durbin is the number two Democrat in the Senate. He's occupied his seat for nearly 30 years. His predecessor, Democrat Paul Simon, had, like Stratton, previously served as lieutenant governor in the 60s. The last time a U.S. Senate seat was wide open in Illinois was in 2011, when Republican Mark Kirk narrowly beat then-state treasurer Alexi Janulis, a Democrat. Candidates to replace Durbin say they appreciate his commitment to constituent services and want to carry on that legacy. But they're also pitching voters on what they'd change.
Stratton says she won't give an inch to Trump, like not supporting Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who some voters say is too tepid. Krishnamoorthy says he'll invest more in emerging technologies, like AI and quantum computing, while Kelly says she'll continue advocating for issues affecting Black women and girls, such as maternal mortality. But ultimately, Durbin has some advice for whoever his successor becomes. Be prepared to legislate in a dark period of the country, when even the truth is up for debate.
I don't know where the president, Donald Trump, is going with his historic revisionism, but it clearly is part of his agenda. He wants to rewrite American history the way he wants it remembered, instead of following the facts.
There are 7 other Democrats in the primary, including Steve Botsford Jr., who had about $130,000 in his political fund at the end of 2025. None of the others have anything close to that cash on hand, and none are or have been office holders. Whoever wins this Democratic primary race will face the winner of the 6-way Republican primary in November. I'm Mariah Wolfel.
I'm Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
Weather: sunny, breezy, and warm today, high in the low 70s, and then partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 50s. We'll get to a high in the mid-50s on Tuesday, partly sunny in the morning, and then those heavy showers and thunderstorms coming in the afternoon. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.